Children in Need on BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
And we have collection points all over the county today for the cupcakes, including Tewkesbury Town Hall, where Radio Gloucestershire's Camilla Bassett-Smith is there for us this morning. He's helping out with the collections. Morning, Camilla.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, we're here. We're ready with flags and posters at the ready, and I am well and truly pudsified with my little pudsy ears, waiting for large amounts of cupcakes to be delivered here this morning. And there is parking outside on the High Street as well, which is very good. You can stay there for up to an hour. So if you're on your way to work this morning, you can just pop by, pop the car in there and come in with your trays of cakes. So we're looking forward to receiving lots of delicious cakes this morning. Fingers crossed.
Lovely. Have you got the mayor with you this morning?
I have indeed. Let me pass you over.
Okay. We have the mayor of Tewkesbury. Morning, mayor.
Good morning.
Have you got your ears on? Have you got your ears on? Your pudsy ears?
I have to tell the truth, don't I?
No, you're a local politician, so just say what you want.
Oh, yes, they're the biggest you've ever seen.
Thank you for helping us out today.
Not at all, it's a pleasure to be part of it.
And the great thing is we have no idea how many he's cooked. We might have got a single person turning up, or we might have thousands and thousands, and it's just going to be fantastic.
We've got the guards on duty, just in case.
Have you? You got the bouncers?
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
People log on bbc.co.uk/Radio Gloucester. So there is just one day to go until Children in Need Day. We do need your help, and we still do it. Today we have 8 collection points dotted around the county for you to bring your cakes to. CSV volunteers are manning the collection points all day, like Declan Kincaid, who's in Cheltenham for us. Morning, Declan.
So today we will have lots of cakes bought for children in need. Such a wonderful cause it is. And therefore, as you've been saying, you know, we'll be hoping to break the previous record. It's an honour to be here, as it is such a wonderful charity.
I'm surrounded by them in the studio this morning, Declan. They're smelling great. I've got this sweet smell. By the end, I tell you, the temptation to have a nibble of one.
Oh, I know. Yes, we're not going to beat the record with you sitting there, are we?
Are you strong-willed?
I am, yes.
I'm glad to hear it.
Reaction here at Tewkesbury Town Hall has been really, really good today. We've actually had 269 cakes collected by our van driver, Chris. He's driven them away. And a really good variety of decorations as well, from cherries to chocolate chips to pink and silver pearls. So loads and loads of really good creative decorative ideas in Tewkesbury.
Do you know how many you've got?
Well, 269 was the count.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty good for Tewkesbury, actually. I think the people of Tewkesbury and surrounding areas have done very well. But I do understand other CSV volunteers. I think Stroud, the current count, is over 1,000.
And we have got here in Radio Gloucestershire about 1,300.
Have you really?
Yes.
Do you know, I think this record, I don't like to speak too soon, I'm touching wood, but I think we're getting very, very near to beating it.
We are getting close, and wouldn't it be a shame if we just missed it by a few hundred?
It would be. So thankfully I haven't eaten any, which is good. So I can say I haven't had a cake all day, even though I would have liked one.
Thanks. Thanks ever so much, Camilla.
That's okay.
And you're closing the doors now in 5 minutes, aren't you?
We are. So if anybody has any last-minute cakes that they can quickly pop down to the Town Hall on Tewkesbury High Street, they'd be very much appreciated. But thank you to everybody who's donated, including Lane's Court in Tewkesbury, Nikki, Vivian, Dorothy, loads more people, but they've all been fabulous.
Thanks ever so much, Camilla. And if you do have some cupcakes that you are baking tonight, you can drop them off at BBC Radio Gloucestershire here, London Road, tomorrow morning, 9 until 1.
So across the county then, at many different locations, you've been coming out donating hundreds and hundreds of cupcakes for our record-breaking challenge tomorrow at Gloucestershire Airport. We've had volunteers from CSV out at collection points, including the Leisure Centre in Boughton-on-the-Water, New Brewery Arts in Cirencester, the Bellevue Centre in the Forest of Dean.
But we have an army of volunteers here as well today, who are all from CSV volunteers who do great work around the county. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning. Let's just go around. What are your names?
David.
Hello, David.
Jane.
And Lou.
Good morning to you all. So how did you get involved with helping out with this world record attempt then?
My dad's done work with CSV and the BBC before, and he said, I'm doing this. Do you want to come along? I thought, yeah, why not? It's a good cause. Seems worthy to come along and help out.
And you were yesterday at one of the collection points as well. Where were you based yesterday?
We were at Stroud.
Stroud. And how many did you get dropped off at Stroud yesterday?
We got about 1,200, which is very impressive.
Well, thank you very much for helping out. And where were you based, Emily?
I was in Cirencester yesterday, and we got about 500 altogether.
So just looking over to the side there, we've got some cages of cakes. Do you think we're going to be able to do it this afternoon? What do you think?
Definitely. It's really exciting. I'm really pleased I'm doing this today. And like David said, it's a really good cause, so really up for this challenge.
Thank you so much for having Guinness World Records here as part of Children in Need and Guinness World Records Day. It's been a really, really exciting event. I know that the people of Gloucestershire have been here since 9 a.m. participating and building this long line of cakes. There were very difficult guidelines that the people had to participate in, so they had to make sure that it was a single line and that it was a continuous line and it wasn't broken at all. And as you mentioned, the current record is 606 metres, the longest line of cakes, which was set in Colombia last year. And I'm very, very pleased to announce that it's a brand new Guinness World Records title with 885.6 metres.
Thank you, Fortuna. That's great. Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
You've done it.